Hi, you're listening to Boggy Talk, Faith Conversations in the Mud, a resource of Church on Bayshore.
Hello, thanks for joining us today on Boggy Talk. We're still in our Meet a New Staff Member series. Not really a new member.
Just like show and tell.
Yes.
That's right, show and tell.
That's right. Who do we bring today?
Yes.
So, career day, right?
Career day.
Awesome. That's great.
Well, today we have Emily Lewis with us.
Hello.
Super excited about that. So, Emily, you're kind of the thought, the voice, the brains behind a lot of things that happen at Church on Bayshore. And so we just want to take the time to introduce you to everybody and get to know you a little bit more. So tell us about your family and how you ended up at Church on Bayshore.
Yes. So we moved to Niceville, my husband Corey and I, in 2019. We have twin boys, Carter and Finn.
And they're so cute.
Yeah.
They're
for a little while, they were like our office mascots.
Yes, yes.
They're in elementary school now, so they don't get to come around as much.
Yes, but, sad. Mm-hmm. And we actually started at B school, and Aaron Lee invited us to church, and kept inviting us to church, and we came, and that was it.
Oh, I didn't know that about Aaron. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very Aaron exciting. Lee is awesome.
Aaron Lee
is awesome.
She is. So you started coming to church here, and then how did you end up on staff?
Probably about 6 months later-ish. Mm-hmm. They were hiring for a part-time communications assistant, and my boys were in school, and I was like, I think I'm ready to work again.
Yeah.
And so.
And you have a background in that.
I do, yes. My degree is in public relations, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so this episode specifically, you're on the communications team, and so part of that, we have all kinds of communications that go out throughout the church. Part of that is social media.
Yes.
It's a big part of it.
Yes.
So today, that's going to be our main focus, social media in the church. So let's talk about that.
But first, can we just pause and be like, I'm so glad we have a communications team.
Yes, and that it's not just you
having
to do it all.
And then this is like dream come true. It used to just be like random, like, I just figured this out, and then you came, and it was like, Emily, I need to help with all this stuff, and then we've grown.
And it was you were still doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, so this is great. And you guys are a great team. And then Josh does video stuff, so it is great.
It has
Emily
evolved
is
beautifully.
Wonderful. I love Emily. She's such a gift to us.
We need to do like a Bayshore in 2015 and Bayshore in 2025, like media comparison.
Oh,
sometimes.
We should have.
Well, if you go to our Facebook page, we've not deleted some stuff from
go back.
It is, you just have a little stroll down memory lane and be like, wow. Wow.
But you'll be like, this is 2005? No.
No, that was
95. No, it's 2015.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and things changed so much.
Yes,
so social media back then maybe wasn't a huge piece of church, but how is it now? Like, why do we even have that platform?
I think even when I started, it was mostly like promoting events and sharing what's going on, keeping people aware of what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as we've grown and have more on our team to help us be creative and do more things, it's storytelling. It's still what's going on, but sharing how we're growing, impacting our community and the nations and helping people believe, belong, become.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I know that we've talked about this before with social media. You just alluded to it, that a lot of times in the past, it's been very much information giving information, and you've helped bring like the inspiration piece too. Like we want to see those things, you know, people believe, belong, become, and so connecting that it's a tool that you can use that for sure. So what benefits have you seen with having social media and just kind of growing it over the last few years?
I think it helps people who are new, it's being used more as like a search engine.
Yeah.
And so you're searching churches. And similar to how we live stream services on Sunday, it's what's going on at this church? What are the people like? What are they doing? Can they laugh at themselves and not take life so seriously?
Yeah. No.
But still.
No, we will not laugh at ourselves.
But still be really strong in teaching from the Bible.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had some great laughs, I think, recently.
Yeah.
We
you
have.
Guys are great sports.
Just tell us what to do, how to make fools of ourselves.
It's not hard for Justin to make fools
like, whatever, just this is right.
Great
sometimes
sports.
Very unintentionally.
Listen, the awkward hug thing is,
that was hilarious.
Is number one on the
yeah,
list.
Yeah, that's just funny.
They are,
you guys
actually.
Just had their
own water on
they
it.
Just
that
had great. That clip on Bayshore Barstool, if
you
saw that. Oh, God.
Yes, that was great.
That was great. That's what you just said is a really good point, because I think it took churches a little while to understand that the front door of the church was no longer the campus, that
right.
it was the website for a while. It used to be the website was your front door, and now we've seen that push further to social media. It really is, especially for, I would say, people 40 and under. It is the first impression of a church. It is the front door. Besides the people of the church and the community. And so it's a vital piece, and you said it well, like we've shifted from just getting information out. Like it used to be like, post this event, and that's not even how social media works anyway anymore, with the algorithms that we're trying to chase down the algorithm and figure out how is it working. But it does, it's about story, and I think that is even reflective of this generation, like people in their 20s and 30s, and how they connect more to story
and authenticity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like that you guys mentioned that it's the first look. People want to kind of see, well, what's the vibe like? What's the culture like here? And you can see a lot, you know, just from even some of those posts and stuff. It says a lot about things. So did you have anything you wanted to add to that part of it?
No, I would. I got a comment here, but it'll change gears. So I'll let you keep going.
All right. So
I mean, besides the fact that social media is of the devil, but you know, you guys keep going.
That's in our notes.
Okay.
Of the devil.
I missed that part.
It's
in our notes. Wait, like really?
More the sentiment. Like,
oh,
what?
Okay.
Yeah.
As a joke.
As a joke.
As a joke. Yeah.
As a joke. Yeah.
So we talked about benefits, that it's able to reach out to new people, to give a first impression, to let people see the authenticity of a church. What about some of the limitations that we have with social media?
I think a big limitation is joking too much, like not having why we're doing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is the point?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can have a lot of engagement and be so funny, but like, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I think that does segue into what I was going to say. I think something I appreciate about our social media is that it is very accurate as to who we are. I do notice that a lot of churches are putting on a front. I don't know if you still say it like that, but like that's how they said it back when I grew up. But you know, like
they're putting on
their
ritz. That's an even older way to say it.
That's what Mel Nagel said when he.
Are
used
we
to
using
do,
this right?
When he used to do MySpace, but anyway, the church did the church have a MySpace? I doubt it. Anyway, they didn't have they didn't have a website.
They didn't have the internet.
So, they didn't have it here in Niceville at that time. But yeah, I do think that a lot of churches like put on a front and they're trying to be something they're not.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're necessarily intentionally doing that. They like desire to be that. And I think that can really, that's dangerous. And I also think that it's dangerous to the congregation, because it's you're really discipling, like we are discipling people by saying, this is who we are, and we're going to be real about who we are. And a lot of people on social media need to learn, like, stop trying to project an image that you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I do think there's even – and I know, like, people aren't necessarily looking at our social media and thinking, oh, this is discipling me to be who I am. But, like,
I do
think as church leaders, but also as the church, I think that's incredibly important. So I think with what you're saying, like, I think that sometimes churches are just trying to be, like, I don't know, and then they're not actually giving any substance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, the music – conversation, like church is like, we need our music to be super engaging. It's like, if people are coming just for the music to be engaging, they're gonna go listen to you know, something else. Like I'm not gonna say any artists, because y'all are gonna know who I listen to and judge me, but like you know, same with social media funniness. Like, there's a lot more funny stuff than what we do. Not that what we do isn't funny, but like, if you're scrolling for laughs, you're not like, what is Churchill Basin?
You're going to fall.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it's a result of the connection you have. Like,
right.
And I think that that's a good point that, you know, there is this constant balance in everything that we do. But especially with that, that you like social media is a search engine for entertainment more. There is kind of that move that's starting to happen. And so that you're making sure that you're keeping with your purpose and, you know, God's mission in that, and that, you know, you could still have fun and do these things, but that there is a purpose to the post. Like, why are we saying this? Well, we're trying to encourage people to invite people to church. We're trying to, you know, and so it takes creativity. So we're thankful for people like you that bring
you
to the table for sure. And so I guess maybe some other things that are kind of difficult about it, just social media, you know, is it the true person? Because people hide behind it. So what do you think are some other disadvantages as far as how people comment or anything like that?
Oh, we get some wild comments randomly
sometimes,
right?
People, and not just us, but social media in general, people have a lot more bravery hiding behind a keyboard than they do if they were to come and say it to your face.
And they
just feel free to just type away. Yeah. And they're like, oh, there's not a person behind that phone or that computer reading all of this and internalizing it. And
I think
they can say it.
Yes, our social media is not powered by AI. There's a human on the other side, like, answering the requests. And, you know, people, like, comment, like, why isn't this food truck at Fall Festival this year? You're like, dude, like, go eat there somewhere else. Like,
we'll
but
take
you
your
can't
suggestion.
Say that. You're representing the church. So, we always are like, how do we respond to this?
He's been holding on to that one for seven months.
There's sometimes you're like, seriously? Like,
what
you know?
Say. Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah. yeah it
people
is.
Have commented some wild stuff. You're like, why? I don't understand.
It's true. And they just have. They're very brave. They're very brave.
They are. They're very brave. Mm-hmm. Behind a keyboard.
Yeah. And also, you can't read tone, too. So sometimes, like, we on our end can read people's tone, even if they're just asking you a question. They're like, and we receive it because, you know, this is just part of our natural human defensiveness. Mm-hmm. We've worked hard on something or we've thought through something, and then someone asks a question, and we're like, it's right there. The information's
so
right. Just read. Click read more. And then you're like, and then you have the – you could just respond passive aggressively. Like, if you read the above post, you would see – no, just, hey, grace. We communicate with lots of grace.
Lots of grace. Yeah. Yes.
That's very true. So in that same tone of balancing things, we have, you know, that it – you had mentioned it broadens community. You can bring new people in. But I think a disadvantage also is that people – think they're connected when they're actually not.
Yeah, yeah. Not a deep connection.
They're more isolated. Yeah. And so making sure that we are – this is not who we are, social media platform. You know, it's just a window to that. And so making sure that we're connecting them back here to the physical
That's good.
Body of the church too. So how do you see – this is kind of an extension of this – but social media serving the church and ultimately the gospel, spreading the gospel? And
I think – how we're wanting to move more telling stories and people's stories, their walk with God, and how they deal with maybe the death of a parent or a sibling or a friend, and use their relationship with God to build them up rather than staying down.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
But
so celebrating.
Yes,
the
celebrating
good times,
their walk
how.
With God, yeah, and how God's impacted their life. And
yeah.
Somebody who isn't coming to church can say, wow, look at this. Look at how God has helped them. And maybe that gets them in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think you think like old school, simple, like in the congregation, there are people who have powerful stories. The leadership of the church can bring them on the platform, and that gives them the platform to share that and for other people to be encouraged by it. This is a new way of – it's a new platform.
Yeah.
It's us saying, hey, we know these stories exist. How can we platform those stories? Again, you have to be careful because the platform's dangerous. You know, I mean, you do. I do think, just kind of side note, like, I'm not really involved in this. I actually think I do have a lot of very good ideas about social media. But some – I like – it affects my soul. Like, I think because sometimes the pastor's identity is so connected to the church. Like, I just am careful – I just don't want to be the one who's like, man, what I said was good. We should share that. You know, because I feel like there's a pride there. Even though there are probably things God uses me to say that, like, we share in reels and stuff like that. But just, I mean, you probably even sensed, like, I'm like, whatever you think, Emily. Like, you know, because I just don't want, I don't want to lose my soul in that, even though I recognize it's valuable. So I think there's, like, a danger in the platform even, like, and so we as leaders, church leaders, and we're all involved in that, like, even protecting our congregation as we try to celebrate those stories, right?
But and not become prideful,
Yeah, to my original point is I do think it is an opportunity to reveal things to people and to people in our community that are powerful that maybe not a lot of people know about.
Yeah,
I think it's reflective of the desire to tell the story of the gospel and the church. And I think, you know, and you recognize this as a lead pastor and typically in leadership, when you are, the more responsibility you have, an oversight of an organization, the more, like, the good things happen. People give you credit for things, like, and I don't mean like you, like leadership, that you really don't have much to do with other than, like, you're the leader and everyone else is doing it. And so there's this association that you have to, but that, for a lot of people, like what you're talking about, that just feeds the ego and the pride. And so we got to be like, no, this is about Jesus. This is about his church. This is about his people, and keeping it focused there, you know, because people will now still come and mean, like, that post was hilarious. And I'm like, great. Our team did an awesome job. The team did it. You're just trying to, like, give the credit back to that. Because, like, I do want people to think I'm awesome at everything, but I'm not. you know,
but we're a team.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think
it takes all of us.
And it comes back to, like you said, not losing your soul. Because, and I do think earlier you talked about, like, churches trying to portray an image, and I think that happens with churches, that happens with anybody, but it happens with pastors especially. Like,
I've seen pastors so they accidentally, like, use their personal account say what, and they're like, you know, I'm gonna just say Chris, I don't have anybody in mind, like, man, Pastor Chris brought a great word today, but I'm like, so they were gonna say that on the church's account, like, and then you know a minute later you see, like, oh, they do it on the church.
It's like those reels where they post, like, oh, the music's fire, and then it's the worship team behind the camera.
I'm like, that's just I just don't want to be that. Yeah. I get why they're doing that. I'm not saying they're evil for doing that, but, like, should they? Like,
no, it isn't.
Should I post something on behalf of our church? Man, Pastor Jay's brought a great word today. Like,
his sermon was fire.
I know, right? Yeah.
Even making sure we have, like, I don't know how many accounts attached. Oh, yeah. The same thing. And you're like, okay, I'm on my account. I'm going to heart this person's stuff.
We're not liking our own stuff.
In fact, when I first came here, there were, like, so many people attached to the Facebook, our Facebook account. And people, it took forever for people to understand that they had to, like, switch back to their personal account. And I was like, Church on Bayshore was liking everything it posted. And I was like, who is doing this? It's like, you're not logged in as the church. Stop. It just kills it.
That's funny.
Does that still. That's right. To her own stuff.
We have come a long way. We've come a long way in our social media.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we do sometimes get ideas from other churches. So we follow a lot of other churches, actually, all around the United States. What are some things that you've seen, good and bad, like, on other churches? Like, oh, boy, we will not be doing that. Or, oh, I loved that.
Yeah, some of the ways people advertise things, I sit and I'm like, interesting choice of words you use there. But, yeah, we've gotten a lot of inspiration from funny reels and I think incorporating that. But you don't want to just copy something. How can you change this and make it your own and put your own spin on it? I think photography, looking at other churches, we see, like, wow, where we're lacking and what we can do better, and how impactful that can be, how pictures can tell a story.
Absolutely. There's a lot of great ideas out there that are neat to see. Well, more coming that way as far as celebration of stories.
Yes.
We've talked, you know, a lot about, I think, what have we said? The phrase,
what's celebrated is repeated.
So I'm excited about that, to just see how that kind of unfolds, to just show the work that the Lord is doing. We have a game.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Who is the target for our social media? Because is it...
It's multiple.
Is it young moms? Is it... Because that's who's on, who's, you know.
Yeah.
I used to say social media is a young woman's game. I think I was saying that when you, when we were talking about like when you first came on staff. I don't know that you were doing much with our social media, but I'm like, she has a good social media game, you know, because we were following each other on Instagram or something. Yeah. I don't even think I had an Instagram until like 4 years ago, but like.
So she's a late adapter.
Yeah, I am. But like, who's our target?
I think it's everyone. I think it's our church one, our community. But then I think as we expand what we're posting, even if we're posting verses or statements from your sermon, and it's not necessarily you talking, but just like a strong point you made. And a lot of our views are not people who follow us. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So it could be someone, sharing. Yeah, in mm-hmm. California, it could be somebody in Massachusetts, like who knows. But if I can share a Bible verse with somebody mm-hmm. who maybe wouldn't have seen it, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. The reach is wide yeah. for sure yeah. nowadays. It's cool.
How well, I'll just say I think what you guys are doing, and I know there's more to the team beyond this, is working. I often meet people on Sunday and they'll be like, yeah, we came here, we listened to your preaching, and, you know, that's how we ended up here. Because the music, you know, online, like, you can't ever get a real gauge of the music mm-hmm. online.
Right.
Other
yeah.
than, like, oh, those people look relatable or cool, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's pretty amazing how many times, you know, that happens. And I literally yeah. have nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. So, and other stuff. People see other stuff. They comment and yeah. are encouraged by it. And so, yeah, thank you guys yeah, for doing absolutely. A good job.
Yes. Well.
Yeah. Well, before we do the game, mm-hmm. can I just say, Emily, you have done a great job, and
thanks.
You've. What's cool is like you've been on staff now for right at 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you. I remember you started right after yeah. Easter.
Yes. And, so kind. Let me start
was,
after yeah, Easter.
Right, you started right after Easter, and it was like in the middle of us moving out of yes. the condemned trailer offices and into oh, the renovated 1983 kids rooms
yeah.
and nice. Noah's Ark wallpaper border.
Yes.
And,
yes, our office
but
had really
I,
great
I would
wallpaper.
Say this. I remember like in your interview, you were excited and nervous and you were but we just definitely sense like she's got great ideas, and it's really cool now 3 years in to see like you have grown not just spiritually, like
yeah,
you and
sure.
Corey both, y'all
too.
Serve
that's
with kids
awesome.
In your life group. Y'all, have, you are. I think you are far more influential than you think you are. Mm-hmm. But you've grown in that.
I think
regard.
You're giving me a little too much credit.
No, I think you are. Like you guys just lead by example, both of you. But you have really grown in this role too. And I, you know, you've grown in your confidence and your voice. And I just want to say you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I think Kelly's
thank
helping.
You. Yes.
You guys are a great
I
team.
Couldn't do it without
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah. You guys yeah. are a great team. And I enjoy our creative committee reel that we
yes.
share on Instagram
yes.
with Josh. You're always passing back funny ideas, terrible ideas. Yeah. Or hey, we
see,
should
I have
this.
I have no idea. You guys just tell me. Occasionally I come up and say, hey, blah, 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 or share something with her
yeah.
on Instagram.
A lot of what like, we share is cringe. We're like, we'll never do this.
Yes. Look at how bad this is.
But no, a lot of it's like, yes. hey, this is really cool. We should try.
Great example of Emily's confidence growing is probably like 2 years ago. If something didn't make sense in my sermon notes, you know, because she, do you still do the bulletin, right?
Yeah,
she does the bulletin.
She would have been like, hey, so what did, you know, mean by that? Now, last week, she's like, hey, that was really dumb, so we just changed it. So you need to change
this.
Do not say
that. I
have
that, yeah.
But terrible grammar.
I was just like, oh, we changed this. And I think it was Josh was like, wow, you just told him you changed it. I was like, yeah, I did.
Good job.
It needed to be changed.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah, you'll be like, right. I just don't think that's going to work. You know, I think you 2 years ago, you'd have been like, so maybe. And be, I just, an affirmation of what
yeah.
you're doing.
Yeah.
Great.
Emily Lewis thank for Congress, you. 2036.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Coming to a city council near you.
That's a running joke right there. She needs to. She needs
well,
to be
I was gonna
at least
say,
PTA president or PTO. Yeah. PTA, PTO. What's the
well,
difference?
That's
PLA.
PLA.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're real fancy over there.
Oh. What is the L? P?
I think leadership.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, okay.
I just got rid of the teachers.
Yeah.
Because they used to be parent teachers.
They don't need it
anymore.
They're
teachers.
Tired.
Are like, we don't want to
do
that.
Okay. They're done. Oh, man. Well, I was going to save my thank yous for the end. But
well, sorry,
yes.
I co-opted.
I am super thankful for you. You're incredible and your
you're
creativity
awesome.
And your voice. I mean, it really is a dream to walk into a new job and be like, here's this person that already knows mm-hmm. and they're
yeah.
there and all. I mean, that's been
what I remember even
too,
our first
so.
Like meeting and you were like, I want to do creative. And Kelly was like, great because I yeah. that's my but you're you know, or like it's yeah
yes
I'm
she
complementary dynamic yeah it's just good
I am not an organized person yeah. or a stay on task person so
she keeps the planner
she yeah. keeps me yes.
and Emily's always like okay
yeah and
okay.
then Josh comes in with these great big ideas too that we're able to like okay that's great and let's figure out how to use that you yes. know and it's just it's a good dynamic
but his cost $79,000
he has very bougie taste yeah,
he has big dreams and that's good we need the big dreams and then yes. we have like and here's our budget yeah. so how do we keep that vision but execute on the level that we can afford you right. know
it's yeah. awesome yeah. and when you and people
Emily's the voice of the podcast the sermon podcast too you know
yeah. yes
so I've had someone a friend who listens to them who lives in Louisiana like wants to meet you because that's your voice like
well I'm hello just
very nice
I don't know if she listens to Boggy Talk or not yeah. but
that's great
anyway
yeah. she has you have a great voice a great mm-hmm. radio voice Emily you should do it more all right so our game social media this is true false so I guess you guys just offer up your answers
okay.
I don't know
okay
everybody's a winner here so think way back to some of these things this is Facebook was the first social media platform ever created
false
Yeah, what was it?
What was
MySpace, right? No. There was something before. Zanga? Was that before MySpace?
Zanga was like blog. I had a Zanga one time.
Really?
Zanga? I've
never heard of that.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. It tried.
It was a participation.
Al Gore probably had something to do with whatever it was.
Oh, my gosh.
6 Degrees and Friendster.
Friendster.
I don't even know.
Friendster, I've never heard of those.
Sounds okay. sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Is it like 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon? Like, that's what it's based off of, I bet.
What?
Yeah, you never heard this?
You put on
like everybody. Everybody knows.
I do know the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. I bet it was based off of that.
Okay. We'll Google that for later.
I was watching a documentary called The Dark Side of the 2000s, and they were talking about TRL, how TRL was like the gateway to all this. Mm. It was interesting.
Social media?
Yeah, because like you could, that was the first time you like could call and request and like dialogue.
Okay.
But like, they were like, but all the craziness got censored. So it was actually like pure.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, the next one. MySpace. Were you old enough for MySpace?
Oh, yeah. I was not allowed to have a MySpace, but.
Did you have a top friends list?
Did you have a secret MySpace?
I had a secret MySpace.
Is your
Sorry,
mom going to be listening
oh,
to this?
Mom.
You have a secret MySpace. Wow.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
You would.
So it was the most popular social media platform before Facebook overtook it.
Yeah.
I would say true, yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Tom. I was thinking of some cringy things.
Tom.
Do you remember the top 8?
Top 8? Yes.
Yeah,
you and when you got mad at somebody, they
you
weren't on your
more
top
and
8
have, like,
anymore.
16
oh, really?
Like that. Wow. Yeah.
You could you do that?
No. But I had like no money back then, so I was a newlywed whenever I had MySpace.
The other thing I remembered was the
Christy
music.
Was
the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do kind of miss that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
the music integration that you could have.
So when
with
we were having a kid, I changed my song to Son of a Preacher Man.
That's funny.
Without telling people Chrissy was pregnant.
That's funny.
Wow.
That's
oh, okay.
Funny.
Nobody
little
got
subliminal
it.
Messaging.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. All right. Twitter's original character limit for tweets was 280 characters.
False. 140.
That's yeah. I yes. She ran that one by me earlier, and I was like, no, it's 140. It's like,
they
wow,
knew it,
that.
Right?
Yep.
I never had a Twitter account.
Because we're wordy people, and so we had to delete things.
Twitter's like a man's thing,
yeah.
a ladies' thing.
And it's a dumpster fire now.
It was like,
so
I think it was really
even,
super
that's
political,
why.
Too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not enough reasonable voices.
I had a Twitter.
You had a Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Elon Musk took over X.
Yeah.
He sold it to his own self.
That's right. How does that work?
That was created by AI or something?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. TikTok was originally called Musical.ly before it was rebranded.
Musical.ly?
Musical.ly.
I'm going to go with true.
I'm going to go with false.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't answer because I knew. I mean, she asked me that
earlier. Yeah.
In 2018.
I knew versus you, Emily.
Yeah, I knew it was true. 2018. She didn't ask me all the questions, but that one.
I do have a TikTok, but it's Lily and I's combined TikTok.
I got banned from TikTok.
But you
I don't know what I did.
She said she wanted it, but then she only posted two things ever because.
Yeah.
You got under dad.
You got banned from TikTok.
I don't know what happened.
What
I
did you
I
post?
Just, like,
I feel like the standards
anything.
Are pretty low for TikTok. So
I know. I just tried to get on it one time. And I was like, you did not follow the blah, blah, blah. And so then I just never made a new account. Yeah. I was like, huh.
You're not missing much.
Can you even get TikTok anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Something about China or Russia, right?
I knew they canceled it, and then it was back, and then, you know, I can't keep up with it.
Yeah, it just depends on who wants to make money.
I do not look at TikTok ever.
No, I don't. Yeah. Mm-mm.
I don't either. Okay.
It's a lot of people making bread.
Yeah. Still have time. Like,
doing crazy just, dances.
Yeah, it's changed from dancing to all, I mean, it's like a legit search engine now for teenagers.
Job, so, I mean, they just sell stuff on the TikTok store.
That's true. Yeah. That's
you
true.
Sound so old.
I don't care. I know. On the TikTok store. It's called the TikTok store.
We're going to get on the line.
Yeah,
we're
going to get on the web. Yeah.
The Walmart. Oh, man. The Facebook like button was part of the platform when it first launched.
No,
it was not.
Really?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. Like, I remember when it came in, it was like,
that was bad. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of the end.
The other cringy thing, do you remember when you used to write about yourself?
Yeah,
in third like, person. That was how James you would make a post.
What is yes. What is on your mind?
Yes.
You ever find your old post that you do, and you're like, oh my gosh.
In your memory, you're like, I'm just going to go ahead and
I am just so glad
this.
It didn't exist when I was a teenager.
Me
in
too.
In early 20s.
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah. This is
even stuff in your 30s, you're like, I'm going to just delete that.
I'm like, who cares? Like, I read my memories, you know, because I don't have Facebook on my phone, but like, I'll usually check my memories after reading the Bible in the morning, you know, because there's kid stuff. And when I get to like 15 years ago, I'm like, who cares, dude? Why are you saying that?
Yeah, why did we post this? Yeah. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is embarrassing. All right. So, how many people worldwide do you think use social media as of 2025 in January?
Ooh, billions.
Yeah, I was going to say billions.
I'm going to say bits definitely. I would say at least 3 billion, if not more.
How many people are in the world?
7?
Because what counts? Billion? Like, what counts as social media?
It depends on.
We count WhatsApp because the entire continent of Asia and Africa uses WhatsApp as their primary means of communication. Yeah.
Tracking with that, Emily.
4 billion.
I'm going to say 5.
I'm going to say 4.75.
5. Good job. Good you job. Got it. All right.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
The average social media user engages with more than 6 different platforms each month.
What?
True or false?
With 4?
6.
6.
You have 6 different platforms.
True.
False.
It's true.
Okay. Wow. So tell me like what our platform. So Facebook's a platform.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah.
WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You can start getting all that. Yeah. It's
YouTube. Is that count?
YouTube is social media now.
We need Woof.
That's right. We need some Woof.
What is Woof?
That's from The Office.
Oh, when he tried
to come up with one that just
integrated. I feel like when you're in a staff meeting with Steve Renna, you get woofed because he gets an email and then it buzzes on his phone and then his watch goes off and his computer dings.
And he still has like a MySpace song ringtone.
he has a Samsung, so it's like he has different songs for everybody.
I made a joke in the 8 o'clock service, but I didn't say it again in the 9:30, 11 when I was doing the Pray for One at One. And I was like, you know, your iPhone. If you don't have iPhone, if
I heard
iPhone,
it.
You said it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The Android, right. That was great. Yeah. It was a good joke.
But people were like, ooh. Yeah. So I was like,
burn.
That was, I guess, not good. So, Justin, I was just curious, and this is the time to confront you.
Okay, come on.
Your Truth Social account.
What?
Your Truth Social account.
Truth?
Social account is very interesting. What? You don't know what Truth. Oh, look, he's playing.
I have no idea.
You know what that is?
No.
You don't know what Truth Social is?
No.
Isn't? I thought that was something with Twitter.
It's like the Trump, like, anti.
Oh,
yes.
I was like, what?
Yeah, now I remember.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was trying to play it off.
Because he was banned, right? And so that's
he got
one
banned
he made.
From Twitter
so he made his own.
Elon Musk
was his
platform.
Didn't really take off, did it?
No.
I think there was another one.
I'm sure in Niceville there's some deep red people really on it.
I'm sure,
Them and Matt Gaetz are...
I was like, I have no idea what you're like. What did I sign up for something I don't remember?
What did I post?
All right, a couple more. So looking ahead, social media advertising spending is projected to decrease by 25% in 2029. True or false?
2029?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm gonna say true.
It's false.
I'm gonna say it's gotta keep increasing. That's where everybody's spending their money.
Yeah, it says 50% increase to exceed $345 billion.
That's crazy.
And they say the influencing age is like dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Apparently it's
not. Man, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right. So ages 18 through 24 spend 3 hours on social media a day.
Oh, I believe it's more.
Yeah, probably more.
Yeah, it says true. The average attention span of social media for a clip is 10.25 seconds.
I think that's high.
I think that's, yeah, I think it's lower than that.
I would say 7.
Correct. 8.25%.
Okay, yeah. I would say that's, people, you scroll so fast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people scroll so fast.
What is doom scrolling, by the way? I don't know.
You just keep going.
Yeah. Why is it called basically doom?
Because it leads to
because you're like stuck in a loop. Yeah.
Doom and gloom.
Yeah, it leads it leads to literally like clinically like the feeling of doom. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it leads to like your life is meaningless. You'll never be constant comparison. Mm-hmm. Like that's actually.
I don't even need Instagram. I just do that in my mind.
Like, yeah, I know, right?
Gosh, I need to go read the Bible right now.
It's like a cultural term, but it's actually like rooted in clinical mm-hmm. studies about the feelings.
How it's
of
like altering your brain. Stop
the scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're even making platforms where you sign up to learn little things so you don't do that. Like if we're starting to have to do that, it's like
how China's TikTok is.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Probably. Last but not least, true or false, posting a picture of your meal actually makes it taste better.
True.
That's funny.
Well, Emily, thank you again for everything that you do for Church on Bayshore and at Church on Bayshore. We're so happy that you're here, and thanks for joining us today.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you have any questions about social media, you can contact Kelly or Emily at Church on Bayshore.
You can email Emily all of your ideas.
Yes.
For social media.
Yes.
She would love that.
I would love it.
So thanks for tuning in, guys, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Boggy Talk. We are so glad you joined in the conversation. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a beat.